Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President Biden is calling for all teachers and school employees to get at least one COVID-19 vaccine dose by the end of March. NPR's Tamara Keith reports he's directing states to prioritize educators for vaccination.
Although the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has said vaccinating teachers is not a prerequisite for opening schools, Biden says many parents and teachers would be more comfortable if they were vaccinated.
Let's treat in-person learning like an essential service that it is. And that means getting essential workers who provide that service, educators, school staff, child care workers, get them vaccinated immediately. They're essential workers.
Many states have already prioritized teachers for vaccination, but Biden says they will also get priority at pharmacies that are getting doses directly from the federal government. The move earned immediate praise from the president of the American Federation of Teachers. Tamara Keith, NPR News, the White House.
Democrats in the Senate are going through a proposed $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief measure, looking to narrow differences on a number of key points, such as emergency jobless benefits and remaining issues. The measure, if approved, would be a major victory for President Biden, who is expected to address lawmakers via conference call. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said he intends to bring the sweeping bill to the Senate floor as soon as tomorrow. FBI Director Christopher Wray testified before Congress today for the first time since the January 6 attack on the Capitol. As NPR's Ryan Lucas explains, Wray told lawmakers the FBI has found no evidence so-called Antifa was involved in the insurrection.
Wray appeared before the Senate Judiciary Committee for an oversight hearing focused on domestic extremism and the Capitol riot. Lawmakers asked him whether there was any evidence to support the conspiracy theory that left-wing Antifa activists attacked the Capitol to try to frame Trump supporters.
We have not to date seen any evidence of anarchist violent extremists or people subscribing to Antifa in connection with the 6th.
Wray said members of far-right extremist groups like the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys were in the crowd and played an active role in the violence and storming of the Capitol. More than 300 people have been charged so far in connection with the insurrection. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
Neera Tanden has withdrawn her nomination to head the Office of Management and Budget, marking the first major defeat for President Biden in terms of nominees. The White House making the announcement. Biden said, quote, "I have accepted Neera Tanden's request to withdraw her name from nomination for director of the Office of Management and Budget." He goes on to say that he looks forward to having her serve in a different role in the administration. Biden did not say what that role might be. Stocks lost ground on Wall Street today. The Dow down 143 points. The Nasdaq closed down 230 points today. You're listening to NPR. A pair of bills introduced in the Wisconsin legislature today would ban transgender athletes from playing on K-12 and college sports teams. That would align with their gender identity. From Wisconsin Public Radio, Laura White reports.
The bills would provide a new option for transgender students by creating a third team at schools that would be available to all athletes. One of the bill's sponsors, Republican State Representative Janelle Branchon, says allowing transgender females on women's teams makes it difficult for biological females to compete.
And honestly, you'll ruin women's sports forever. Why would you compete if you knew you couldn't win?
Democratic Governor Tony Evers indicated he would veto the bills if they passed the GOP-controlled state legislature. In a prepared statement, the governor said his message to transgender youth is, quote, "You are welcome, you are wanted, and you belong." For NPR News, I'm Laurel White in Madison.
The city of San Francisco is considering return to indoor dining, movie theaters, and gyms with reduced capacity amid some signs of decline in coronavirus cases. The city is expected to join some other California counties in moving toward less restrictive measures. California's economy was hit hard by the virus, but as more residents get vaccinated, things are beginning to reopen. With more than 52,000 COVID-19 deaths, California is the hardest-hit U.S. state. More than 515,000 people in the U.S. have died as a result of COVID-19. Crude oil futures prices slipped ahead of a meeting by OPEC. Oil down 89 cents a barrel today to settle at $59.75 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.